Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Queen Elizabeth is reportedly increasingly concerned about Prince Andrew. Royal expert Neil Shawn told Fox News Digital, "It's been told to me that the Queen has become increasingly concerned about the welfare and state of mind of her son Andrew, and in particular, he needed a focus, something to look forward to. Naturally, any mother, monarch or not, would have these feelings. He has been spending almost every afternoon in the Queen's company while at Windsor to pass away the hours of what was once a busy, active Duke. This is how the original invitation became. Andrew, who missed the Platinum Jubilee celebrations after testing positive for COVID, is said to be keen for a return to royal duties, and this seemed the ideal way of doing it." According to Shawn, it was Andrew who thought twice about making a public appearance, knowing that the tabloids would quickly pounce on his arrival. "He feels that he should be reinstated and his position recognized and respected, but he very quietly and without fuss, he personally rescinded the kind gesture from the Queen so as not to create a bad feeling amongst his family members. After all, this was a huge event for Camilla, who as the Duchess of Cornwall was installed as a Royal Lady of the Order of the Garter. Andrew was also wise enough to know that if he did attend, the focus on her would be taken away. He has a good, strong friendship with Camilla, who has been more than kind, compassionate, and understanding throughout this whole debacle. The true story is this. He quietly and without fuss agreed to remove himself from the garter day and sat back and allowed the press to once again maul him. All the while, his mother, the Queen, awaits to see how her second son will cope with his new life away from royal circles. Andrew once again retreated into the background simply because he wants to do what is right for the monarch, and more so for his mother, the Queen. But that is not a headline seller, is it?" Omid Scobie feels Andrew's attempts will backfire on the royals. In his weekly column for Yahoo, Scobie writes, "A mere 151 days after his titles and military honours were removed, the Duke of York was pushing forward with his plans to return to public life. Behind the scenes, he and his team had already been laying the foundations. By Sunday, not only had certain media outlets been briefed, but his ostentatious velvet garter night robe and plume-adorned hat was out of storage and prepped for wear in his role as a member of the Order of the Garter, a Knights of the Round Table-inspired fellowship in Britain's most senior order of chivalry. Even the palace appeared to be on board, with royal aides telling the Sunday Times in London that the establishment is beginning to support him as he begins to rebuild his life. Most importantly, as a source close to the family told me last week, his mother had given his attendants the nod, despite being forced to withdraw from duties 2 years ago. The Queen, who many have said carries a huge soft spot for her son, has long wanted Andrew to find ways to remain connected with royal life. His position as a garter knight was the only role not taken away in January. For William, it was, as the Evening Standard first reported, a him-or-me situation. If York insisted on taking part publicly, he would withdraw, said a senior aide of William's ultimatum. And sources say Charles was concerned that Andrew's presence would not only anger the public, but also take away from his wife Camilla's installation as a royal lady of the Order of the Garter. Andrew says a source was crushed and a little confused. I'm told that early in the week, the Duke was under the impression that the blessing had been given for him to join his family members in the ceremony. By constantly being given room to inch his way back into the public eye, it not only makes a mockery of his supposed retirement, but also reflects terribly on the family that palace aides just recently revealed want to help him rebuild his life. As ninth in line to the throne, the sovereign's third child, and son of the head of the Church of England, every chance Prince Andrew is given to try and rehabilitate his image is a step closer to further damage and shame for the institution of the monarchy. I'm just not sure how many at the palace see it that way. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Camilla got a rare moment in the sun. People reports in honor of Camilla being formally invested by Queen Elizabeth into the oldest order of chivalry in the UK, the Order of the Garter, the palace released a new portrait of Camilla alongside Charles and the Queen. Camilla was very pleased to receive the honor, a royal source tells People. Dressed in the traditional velvet robes and hat with an ostrich plume, Camilla stood next to the Queen, who wore her Sovereign of the Garter sash and used a cane. She also carried her signature purse. The Queen sees this as a great opportunity for the transition to be visible, royal historian Robert Lacey tells People. Writing in Vanity Fair, Katie Nicholl says Charles did not want Andrew upstaging Camilla's big day. During the service, Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, was installed as a Royal Lady of the Order of the Garter, the highest accolade the Queen can bestow on a female family member. It is, according to friends of Camilla, the one title that the Duchess has secretly wanted and was thrilled to receive. Prince Charles was keen that his wife's big moment should not be upstaged by his brother, and Vanity Fair has been told that he was particularly resistant to his brother's attending the service and does not want Andrew returning to any official engagements. And an aide of Andrew's told the Daily Mail, "The problem with Andrew is that he has never gotten over the fact that he was once second in line of succession, and now he's not. He is currently ninth, in case you were curious." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.